Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Kuf Chaf in Meseches Pesachim, and is the 442nd daf in Shas. Our daf is going to be one of the most important dafim in Perek Arvei Pesachim, and probably the most important daf in terms of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. We are going to pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yutes Amabez. We had left off with the Agadita of Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach Afikomen. The Masechta concludes on Kuf Chaf Aleph, and the second to last daf of the Masechta has some of the most important rules about the mitzvah of Achila. That is going, Achilas Matzah particularly. That topic is going to take us through Kuf Chaf, where we're going to discuss that Matzah Bizman Azmez Tilda Raisa, in contrast to Maror. Then our Mishnah is going to discuss on the bottom of Kuf Chaf Amar Al, someone who falls asleep in the middle of eating Karban Pesach. Then our Gemara is going to analyze the famous Machlokis of whether the Shas Achilas Matzah is until Chatzos, or the Machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and Elazar ben Azariah, or until the next morning, will take us to the bottom of Kuf Chaf Amud Beis. Let's begin Be'ezer Hashem, 10 lines from the bottom of Kuf Yutes Amud Beis. Eim Aftirin Achar HaPesach Afikoymen. The Mishnah tells us that you are not supposed to leave the Seuda except with the Afikoman. Rashi and Rashbam explained that the Lashon Maftirin means to separate oneself. Eim Aftirin, you don't separate yourself achar pesach afikomen with anything else except for the Karban Pesach. There is no other afikomen. Afikomen, according to many, was an expression for dessert, and we're going to explain in the Gemara the halachic implication of that word. My afikomen, what does it mean, afikomen? Amar Rav, shelo yakru mechabura lechabura. It means that after you eat the Karban Pesach, you shouldn't go to another chabura to eat there, lest you come to eat the Karban Pesach in two places. And we learn on Daf Pei Vav Amin Aleph that Pesach shenechal b'shtei chaburas, e'ena ochel ochel ha-pesach b'shnei mekom. So you're not supposed to eat the Karban Pesach in two different places. Ushmuel, Omer Shmuel says, kegoin arduloi li viguzalia la'aba. Literally that means mushrooms for myself and pigeons for my father. What is that referring to? That means desserts. That's what afikomen is. Afikomen is a dessert. Rashbam explains that afikomen is based on the word afikoman, to be motzi vehivio mine misuka, to take out the main dish and to bring sweets in. Therefore, Shmuel is coming to say that not only are you not supposed to go from one chabur to the next, even within this chabura, it's aser to eat anything after the Karban Pesach. Rav Chanina bar Shila v'Rav Yochanan Amar kigon tmarim kloyos ve'gozim. They gave another example of dessert, and those are dates, nuts, and walnuts, roasted nuts and walnuts. Tain kvas Rav Yochanan after nachar Pesach kigon tmarim kloyos ve'gozim. So you're not supposed to have these things after the Karban Pesach. It's interesting. Rashbam points out that the expression that was given for Rav was Abba. And he explains that the name of Rav, that we know of Rav and Shmuel, was really Abba, not Rav. However, out of Kavod, in Bavel, they called him Rav. I'm reviewed Amar Shmuel Emeftir Nachar HaPesach, Afikomen, Tnan, Emeftir Nachar HaPesach, Afikomen, Echad, excuse me, it's a typo, my Gemara, Achar HaPesach Hudulo, Aval Achar Matzah, Maftirit. On the one hand, we have Itosefta, it says, Eimaftirin Achar Matzah Afikomen. Then after the Matzah, you're not supposed to have Afikomen. Then on the other hand, our Mishnah says, after the Karban Pesach. So we're Medayik. After the Pesach, you're not supposed to. But after the Matzah, you can. So there's a steer between our Mishnah and Tosefta. Answers the Gemara four lines from the bottom. Loimi boi kamar. Loimi boi Achar Matzah. Not only when it comes after Matzah, Dolo Nofish Tamayu, that there's not a lot of taste from the matzah. It's easy to lose the taste of matzah bepeh. Aval achar pesach nenofish, taimei meat is rich, it has a strong taste. And if you eat something afterwards, v'lo motzi avurei, less lomba, then maybe you could eat after the Karban Pesach. Kamash malon, no. That not only is there a problem of eating after the matzah, so too after the Pesach as well. Rashbam points out that there are really two times that we eat the matzah. One is we eat the matzah as we described today in our Seder HaPesach as Motzi Matzah. And then we used to eat it with the Karban Pesach as Matzah and Pesach and Maror together. Says the Rashbam that is the Iker Mitzvah of Matzah, and that is L'Shem Chov. However, the first matzah that we eat is not L'Shem Chova, according to the Rashbam. The Gemara now continues in terms of being makbid not to eat anything after the matzah from Afikom and Nema Misayele. I'll give you a proof. Says in the Tosefta Sufkin Vadov Shanva Astrikin, these are different types of sweet flowers that are eaten after baked. Adam Malik Reisaben, you're allowed to fill yourself up with it. Ubilvach Yochel Gzais Matzah Bachrona, with the condition that the last thing that you have in your mouth is the matzah. Bachrona in, you have to make sure that you have the matzah at the end, Berishona lo, but you can't have the matzah only in the beginning. Why? Must be a proof that the rule is Ein Maftirin Achara Matzah Afikomen as well, that you can't have anything else after the matzah. Tunes the Gemara on the top of Kuf Chaf Amin Alf Loi Mi Bayi Kamar. What the Gemara answers, that is not what the Tosefta is trying to bring out. Lo Mi Bayi Kamar. The Tosefta is trying to bring out a Lo Mi Bayi. Lo Mi Bayi Berishona, not only in the beginning the Ka'achal L'Teyava, that when you're eating the matzah, when you're hungry, are you Mikayim the mitzvah of matzah? Avol Bachrona, but if you wait for the end, Dilma Asa L'Meichal Achilas Gasa, maybe we'll say he's going to come to eat Achilas Gasa. Emoloi. Maybe in such a case he would say he can't eat it at the end. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is that we don't have to worry about Achilas Gasa, and you could be Kayim Mitzvah Achilas Matzah Besov Hasuuda. Marzutra Masni Haki. Marzutra taught the opinion of Shmuel in a different way. Amar Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Maftirin Achara Pesach, Achara Matzah Afikomen. You're allowed to eat after the matzah. Neima Misayel, I'll bring you a proof. E Maftirin Achara Pesach Afikomen. Achara Pesach Delo, Aval Achara Matzah Maftirin. The after matzah you can't. To which the Gemara says, no, that's not proof. Lo mi boy kamer, lo mi boy Achara Matzah, lo nafish tami. Aval Achara Pesach, E Moloi. The reason it says dafka after Pesach, because it has a very, very strong time. Maybe it's a davar pashut, that by matzah you can't eat afterwards. But the chiddush of Eimaftir Nachar, a Pesach of our Mishnah, is where Pesach has a strong time, maybe then eating dessert won't be mafik hatam, that is, weaken the time. Kamash Malon, the chiddush is that we don't say that. Sive, the Gemara asks Akasha about the second Lashon of Shmuel that said, Maftirin acharam pesach, acharam matzah afikomen, that you're allowed to eat after the matzah afikomen. What about the Tosefta we had mentioned earlier on the bottom of Kuf Yutes Amabez? Hasufkan vatvish and vatsukitin, these sweet breads, we learned, Adam malakresa mehen, you're allowed to fill yourself up with it. Ubilvad, sheyochal kezayis matzah bachron. With the condition that the last thing you eat is the matzah. It's mashma here that the matzah safikomen is also supposed to be the last thing that you eat. Brachrona in Berishona lo? Sounds like afterwards, yes, but in the beginning, no. Answers the Gemara, lo mi boi ikomar, lo mi boi Berishona de kochel l'teyavon. When it comes to the first matzah, so there you eating it, l'teyavon, so then maybe that's the only time you're supposed to be mekayim the mitzvah, as we mentioned above. Avo bachron de asal michla chilagase malo. Maybe you shouldn't eat it as an achilas achrona because you'll come to eat it as a coarse achilas gasa like an animal. And that's not being mekayim the mitzvah. So maybe you shouldn't eat it all afterwards. Kamash malon, that's what the Braisa was being mechadish. That the Braisa was saying, we don't worry about that. Now the Gemara has 15 lines in to Kuf Chaf Amid Aleph, a very important discussion about matzah bizman hazeh. Omar Rava, matzah bizman hazeh d'araisa mor d'rabbonin. Matzah is d'oraisa and mor is d'rabbanan. Maishna mor, why is mor d'rabbanan? D'chsiv al matzah sumrorim yochluhu, that the pasuk only mentions mor in the context of eating it with the Karban Pesach.
The pasuk is referring to the Karban Pesach when it says in Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Aleph, "B'chodesh Hasheni Barba So Yoim Bein Arba'im Yasu Oisai Oisai" is the Karban Pesach. Al Matzum Roim Yochlu. So Chazal Darshan as follows. Rava explains as follows. B'zman the Ika Pesach, when you have the Karban Pesach Yesh Mara, then you have a Chiyuv Mara. U'b'zman the Leka Pesach Leka Mara. But there isn't the Karban Pesach, then there isn't the mitzvah of Mara. Asks the Gemara, Matzah Nami, but what about Matzah? Haksiv al Matzah Som Rorim. There also, it's related to the Karban Pesach. So maybe if you don't have the Karban Pesach, Matzah is going to be Derabbanan. So here the Gemara points out, there's another passage that speaks about the Chiyuv Matzah. Matzah mihadar hadar beikra. The Torah repeats the mitzvah of Matzah. Be'erev toichlu Matzahs. That tells us that there is a Chiyuv of Matzah independent on eating the Karban Pesach. Hence, the halacha, that matzah b'smazah is d'raisa, and rava is d'rabbanan. Rav Yaakov Amar Echad Zev Echad Zev d'rabbanan. Rav Achabar Yaakov disagreed with rava, and said it's only d'rabbanan, even matzah. Ay, elohoksi b'erev tochel matzahs. What does that pasuk bring out? Ahumi boile, it's coming to teach us the following. Tameh v'shoib derech rechoka. That if you had someone that was tameh, who was far away, d'salkadai techamina, I would have thought, kimen de pesach lo achli, since they're not eating the carbon pesach. So then, when they're far away, and they're planning, therefore, to keep Pesach Sheni, so they shouldn't keep Pesach Rishon at all, Matzah Mar, Nami Lo Nechal, that they shouldn't eat Matzah, nor Marar, Kamash Malon, that's what Berev Tochel Matzah is teaching us, but not to say that you're Mekayim Adin Doraisa Bizman Azeh without the Karban Pesach. V'Rava Amar Lecha, Rava will retort, that's not what the Pasuk Berev Tochel Matzah is teaching us, it's telling us that there's an independent Chiyuv of Matzah, Min HaTorah, outside of the Chiyuv of Karban Pesach, Tamei V'Shoib Derech HaChoka Lo Tzarech Kra. That doesn't need a pasuk. Delo gari me arel uben nechar. They're no less than an arabel nechar that we already learned. The sign kol arel lo yechal bo. If someone is uncircumcised, he can't eat bo the karm pesach. Bo ein ocha. He can't eat the karm pesach. Avel oichel matzah b'matzumar. He does have matzumar. So certainly someone who's tamim derech oka has the same mitzah of matzumar. And that's not what the pasuk of be'erev tochlu matzos is coming to teach us. Says Rav Acha bar Yaakov Yidach. The Gemara says, what's he going to respond? Ksiv Bahai, Uksiv Bahai. You need both Psukim Utsrich, and you need a Pasuk for Tamin Der Chachoka, and you need a Pasuk for an Eino Mol. Tanya Kavasi de Rava, we learned in the Brice of Rava, and that's how we pass in Allah. Says in the Pasuk, now this is a fascinating Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, a Pasuk that Chazal play with a lot. Pasuk says, Sheishas Yom Tocha Matzos. You shall eat matzah for 6 days. Uvayom hashvi'i, the seventh day, atzeres l'shem elokecha. What does that mean? We eat matzah all 7 days. We can't eat bread on the seventh. So chazal darshan, mashvi'i rishus, just like on the seventh, there isn't a requirement. Av sheish yom rishus. So too, there isn't a chiyuv on all 7 days. It's well known that the Gra quoted other mamare chazal that said that there is a kiyum mitzvah of eating matzah all 7 days. And the rishus here just means that there isn't a chiyuv. My time, I have a davar shoy bechlal v'yotza min haklal v'lamed, lo lamed al atzmo yotza, el lamed al haklal kulo yotza. That this 7th day is coming to teach us a rule for everybody, in other words, the other days, and not just for the 7th day itself. Yochal af leila harishon, maybe that comes to tell us there isn't a chiyuv even on the first light, Talmud loymar, that's why we have the pasuk that we mentioned above, al matzus umram yochluhum, that is coming to bring us and teach us the chiyuv that there is a chiyuv of achilas matzah on the first night of Pesach. Ein liel b'zman she beis hamikdash kayim. Maybe that only applies when the beis hamikdash is standing. B'zman she ein beis hamikdash kayim. Now that the beis hamikdash is not standing, minayin, how do we know that there is a chiyuv of matzah? Tam loimer berav yoch toichlu matzahs hakosuv kova chova. Torah goes out of its way to make it a chov, and it's not dependent on the carbon Pesach or anything else. Now we have a fascinating Mishnah that gets involved in Hilchos Brachos. Our Mishnah on the bottom line in Kuf Chaf Amid Aleph discusses Yashnu, if he fell asleep, if they fell asleep, Miksasan, a group of them, Yochlu, then they can continue eating. It's not considered a hefsek. Kulan, but if all fell asleep, Lo Yochlu. Then in such a case, then they cannot continue eating. Rashbam explains that when all of them fall asleep, then it appears like you're eating the Karban Pesach in two different places. We mentioned already earlier in today's daf that there is an iser to eat in two different places. According to Rashbam, it is nire ka'ochel pischo b'shtei mekomos. That only applies, though, if all of them
fell asleep. It depends. If they doze off, then they can eat. It's only when they fall into a deeper sleep that they can't. Says Rashbam that Rabbi Yossi is commenting on the leniency of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama had said that if some of them fall asleep, the halacha is that they can continue eating. That only applies if they didn't fall into a slumber. They only dozed off. But if they fell into a slumber, so then in such a case, the mikzas can't eat. The Mishnah concludes, HaPesach HaChoratzos, Karban Pesach, according to this opinion, the Mishnah could only be eaten up until Chatzos. The Gemara will flesh out. This is a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Could only be eaten until Chatzos. And therefore, mitame es hayadayim, it causes the hands to become tame as a din noser midrabanan. Ahainu, that when something is noser midrabanan, the hands, when it comes in contact with it, becomes tame. And the Mishnah concludes, HaPigul v'hanoser mitame es hayadayim, that is a halacha derabanan that came up earlier in our Masechta on Daf Tezvav on the base, those hard dapim. Of Rabbi the sugyas of Rabbi Chanina Skankonim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael nisnami yochlo nir demulo yochlo hechi dami nisnamim. What exactly does it mean to be nisnanim? Amar Ravashi nim velo nim. He's sleeping but not entirely sleeping. Tir velo tir. He's up and he's not up. From the lashon air. Tir velo tir. He's up and he's not up. Kigon dekari le vaani. You called him and he says yes. Velo yada la dure svara, and he's not able to respond to them. Logically. But if you remind him what the correct answer is, then they'll give you the correct answer. I woke up one of my children this week, and I said to them, blank, it's time to get up. I said to them, it's 7:30. I asked them, what time is it? And they groggily said, 4. So I said to them, no, it's 7:30. So then I asked them, what time is it? 7:30. So that's along the lines of what this Gemara is describing. Sounds familiar? Abai was sitting in front of Rabbi. He saw that he was falling asleep. Abai saw that Rabbi was falling asleep. He was so exhausted after the preparations for Pesach, he was falling asleep when he was eating the matzah. So Abai said to him, you're falling asleep? And that would be a problem in terms of hefsek vis-a-vis the matzah. Amalei, minume. I was just dozing. I wasn't in a slumber. The only problem is if you fall into a slumber. So that's why Rabbi felt that he could continue and there's no problem of hefsek. We learned that our Mishnah, after chatzos already tami midrabban because of noiser. We see from here that after chatzos is noiser. Man tana, who's a tana that holds that way? Amar Rav Yosef, Rebbe Loza ben Azar Yehu. This following opinion of Loza ben Azar Yehu. This sanyas we learned in a brisa. V'achlu es habasar b'layla hazeh. Rebbe Loza ben Azar Yehu. Oimer. Nehmer kan b'layla hazeh. Nehmer lahalon. V'avarti v'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. The same expression b'layla hazeh. The pasuk describes that Kodesh Baruch Hu traversed over Mitzrayim that night at chatzos to kill the bechor makas bechoros of the Mitzrim. Malal and achatzois afkanat chatzois. So just like over there, it's referring to chatzois. So too, when it comes to mitzvah karm pesach, it's up until chatzois. This is the opinion of Belozim and Azariah. According to many, this is how we paskin la halacha. Hence, we try to finish the matzah by chatzos. Amalo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to Valom and Amar chipazon. Doesn't it say chipazon? V'achaltem osem b'chipazon, the Torah Kedoshah describes. And when was chipazon? When they went out in the morning. Ah, you'll ask, according to Rabbi Kiva, im came out hamalom b'layla, yochel yehinechal kikotchim b'yoyim, I might think that as all the halachas of kotch like the day, tamalomar b'layla hu nechal, ve'eino nechal b'yom, and it can't be eaten also the next day. Period. So this is a celebrated machlokes in Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Meiko didino we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Ran is quoted by the Ramah saying, even to finish Hallel, Rav Nevinzel Shlita finishes even Hallel before Chatzos. However, for sure, Lechatchila one should try to finish Afikomen by Chatzos. In previous halachos from the daily daf, we discussed both this phenomenon of the Chiva of up until Chatzos, as well as the position of the Avnei Nezer that one can make a Tanai if it is getting close to Chatzos and eat matzah at that time.
Be'ezer Hashem, that will be part of the halacha of the daily daf. Rabbi Akiva, hi azem my avid lay, mi boile le mute, laila acherhu de asa. Salkadai de chamin, ho, pesa kachim kalm, usham kachim kalm. I would have thought that since Pesach has a din of Kachim Kalim, for example, when it comes to Kachay Kachim, it's only eaten by Kohanim Zecharim. When it comes to Kachim Kalim, it's eaten by all of Klal Yisrael. And so to a Karim Pesach is eaten by everybody. I would have thought that when it comes to Shlom Nechal Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, Af Pesach Okim Leilos B'Makom Yomim, I would have thought that the nights take the place of the day. V'Yei Nechal Shnei Leilos V'Yom Echad, Kas Rachman Hazeh, according to Rabbi Akiva, is teaching us that it can't be eaten L'Shnei Leilos V'Yomim Echad. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yom Lecha, you know that from a different place, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Milosa Siru Ad Boker Nafka. It says you're not supposed to leave it over after the morning. Rabbi Akiva, Yom Lecha, Ilo Kas Rachmana Hazeh, if it not said Hazeh, Hava Mina Mai Boker, Boker Sheni. Already the next day. In other words, the 16th of Nisan. Rabbi Elazar, Yom Lecha, Kol Hecha de Kasa Boker, Boker Rishon, who it always refers to the first morning. Period. Amar Rava Achamatzav Isman Azeh Achach Hatzos Rabbi Elazar Ben Azayir Lo Yotzei Chavasa. You weren't Yotzei Mitzvah. Pshita. Or that's Dar Pashat Kivan the Iskesh the Pesach Ke Pesach. I mean, since it's equated to Pesach, it's considered like a Pesach. So answers the Gemara. Ma'ad to say Ma'afke Krab Me Akeisha that the Torah takes it out from being equated with Karban Pesach. For example, we saw in Amud Aleph that we don't equate it with the Karban Pesach, that Bizman Azeh, there isn't a Chiyuv of Karban Pesach, yet nevertheless, there is a Chiyuv of Matzah from Be'erv Tochlu Matzahs. So I might have thought that in such a case, then the Zman of Chatzos is not the same Karban Pesach. Kamash Malon, the Chiyah Hadre Karlu Milseh Kamaisa Ahadre. That when we learn from the Pasuk of Be'erv Tochlu Matzahs, we return to all of the other halachos in regards to Matzah and Pesach. And there, when it comes to Pesach, it's Chatzos. So too, when it comes to Matzah, it's Chatzos. The one exception, when we break it away, is only to extend Matzah to a Chiyuv D'oraisa, even Bizman Azeh. But all the other halachos, like the timing, it goes back to its original Zman, and that is its Zman with the Karban Pesach, which of course, according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is only for Chatzos. Be'ezer Hashem, we hope to post some of the halachos of post-Chatzos on the halacha from the daily daf. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Kuf Chaf in Maseches Pesachim, as Be'ezer Hashem we march on together. Bli Ayin Hara, who would have thought that when we started, we are now finishing our fourth Masechta together. Brachos, Shabbos, Erevin, and Pesachim. Looking forward, Be'ezer Hashem, for many more, and finishing Maseches Nida together in another 5 or 6 years. A guten Erev Shabbos.